setting the odds and following the money. This is the Snow Report with the Tabs, Sally Snow.
And it is great to welcome Sally Snow for a new segment we'll be having on Racing Pulse throughout the spring. And Sally has a long background in bookmaking, her family, and she is one of the head bookmakers traders at TAB. So what we wanted to find out from Sally was not just what the prices are, but why the TAB has put certain horses in as favourite, how they rate the horses, and where they see the money going, who will be the best back. So more of a reason behind the price, not what the actual price is. Sally, great to have you on the show. How are you?
Yeah, really well. Thanks for having me.
And Sally, as I said before, there's a long family background in bookmaking. This is something that you've been pretty much born into.
Yeah, my father's a bookmaker and so was my grandfather back in the day. So I could say I had no option, but no, I definitely I went to the track when I was 18 and started working as a bookies clerk, and I was hooked. I just loved it, and I knew that I wanted to make a career out of it, and I've been involved ever since, and been working at the TAB now for 10 years, and yeah, love my racing and love working with the team. It's a fantastic team here at TAB, and yeah,
well,
dream job really.
The insight that you can give us for the punters out there will be invaluable, and we want to do this for all the feature races. We'll kick it off with the Lawrence at Caulfield on Saturday, which is just a fascinating race. Now, Grunt in the early markets went up $4.60. Clear-cut favourite. Why did you have Grunt as the favourite? And did you see this as a very open, wide race where you could have a new favourite by the time it jumps?
Yeah, definitely. Grunt is an interesting runner, I suppose. Obviously, with Weir having, what has he got, six? Six runners in the race and Mick Price having three. We off the form, off Grunt's form, thought that it was entitled to be clear favourite. And then I think since markets went up, Mick Price has come out and said that that he thinks Grunt might be just going around for the run, and the other two he's got Marty Boss and Holy Snow, you know, could finish closer than it. So I think he's obviously a well-respected judge, and the betting has kind of followed in that way, and we're now 9-2 Grunt. And look, I don't think it can start much longer than that. I think it might have found its price, and Marty Boss has probably been the best backed runner in the race. We went up, what have we got, Mighty Boss?
I've been up 16.
16 and now into $9. I think it might now have found its quote, but maybe the money will come for Holy Snow tomorrow. I think, Grunt, we thought, deserved to be favourite off its last four wins, obviously. It could be just having the run tomorrow. So I think around that $6 mark, maybe even $6.50 is the price that will start.
And where did you assess Hartnell? Has there been much money for him?
Not too much money for Hartnell so far in early betting, but it'll be one that punters will come for tomorrow. They always do, and entitled to do so. It's got super form at Caulfield, obviously, and is great first up, as we know, but it is now an eight-year-old. The thing for us at TAB with Hartnell and these really popular horses that fall in the top weights is they often come out up short on totes, given their popularity, and therefore when we have a comparable fixed odds price that is longer and slightly longer, we end up gapping them. So I think it'll definitely run worse way for us, Hartnell, tomorrow. And if it gets to that, sorry.
I was going to say, does that come into your price assessment consideration for Hartnell on the fixed?
When we go up?
When you go up, if you know that this is a favourite horse, it's probably going to come up shorter on the tote?
Well, yes, in a way, but we do want to assess it on the form itself. I mean, it is a consideration. We know we're going to lay it. Therefore, you know, the true price we might have gone up at $6 or $6.50, and we might have gone up slightly shorter, just knowing that it'll slowly drift out there and find its quote. We'd rather, not go up maybe to $7 where we think it might start, and let it kind of get there.
So, as a bookmaker, in your assessment, who are you happy to lay in the Lawrence?
Happy to lay Hartnell. It'll go around our worst way, and I'm happy for that to be the position. And I think we'll have horses like Mighty Boss going around a good, decent winner for us. And I think Grunt will get to a price tomorrow where punters will just have to back it. But, you know, this is the type of field where I'm happy to play bookie and put a few of them in and hopefully get a split.
What do you think of Showtime? What's your assessment on him?
Yeah, it definitely fits in there. It's one that they could definitely come for tomorrow. The interesting runner for me is probably Daniel and Liberty. Mm. It, It was nominated for the Stradbroke. I think it ended up being first emergency and didn't end up getting a run. But I remember very clearly in the all-in markets for the Stradbroke, we absolutely gapped it. There was just a truckload for it to win the Stradie. And then it obviously had that trial in May and it hasn't trialled since. And we went up with the Lawrence on Monday morning for an all-in book. And it was really the only one runner that we laid. It was $11 into $8. And it's kind of holding its price there at the $8 mark. So I think if you're betting in the race, so it's $8.50 now, if you're betting in the race, you're probably entitled to at least save on it, given the queries surrounding the horse.
Can you tell can you tell if that's so-called smart money or is it just the average punters having a crack?
No, I think it's definitely smart money for a move like $11 into $8.50 and holding it there, and you know, outside of that, Mighty Boss is really the only one that's backed. No, it is tougher money.
What do you do with a race like Winx? Has there been much money on Kementari?
We had a bet yesterday for Winx. Someone had $140,000 on it. Very brave person. If you take that bet out of our book, I'm just looking at it now, we've had more money for Kementari than we have Winx. Yeah, it's going to be a fantastic race tomorrow. I think we're entitled to ask the question, is she vulnerable?
Will you push her out?
Yeah, I mean, look, we're $1.12 now. I'll go $1.14. back to the price we laid yesterday. Do I think she'll get out? She'll probably trade $1.20 at least on the exchanges, as she always does. But no, I think it'll stay around that $1.20 mark and not get past that. I think some of the professional money might come for Kementari tomorrow. I think given, you know, all the things surrounding the form around this race and the last time they met, it's on completely different circumstances now. Obviously, last time it was on a soft seven and you know, Kementari was having the lead-up run into the Doncaster and probably not quite ready for it, but still was only beaten 1.6 lengths. It's obviously a much more mature horse now and had a lot of growth in it and has got the run behind its belt. So I think for him, it's the big factor, having the run where Winx hasn't. So, yeah, I wouldn't be surprised if there was money for Kementari tomorrow.
Sally, it's been great to get you on. We'll delve deeper as the weeks progress into spring as to the thought process as to why certain horses are certain prices and who is backing them, the smart money. So it'll be great to get your insight over spring. Thanks for having a chat today. We'll do it again next Thursday.
Thanks, Michael.
Sally Snow, one of the head traders at bookmakers at TAB, who sets the prices for the feature races. We're well and truly out of time. Apologies to Johnny Bowden.